Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
There's a friend of mine. He wants to remain anonymous. I asked him, but he said, no, please. He said, my situation's bad enough. Don't make it worse. So I will just say it's a friend of mine who apparently before Corona happened, he just broke this. I didn't even know. He and his wife were planning to get divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Then Corona and quarantine and all that stuff happened. And he was in the process of looking for a place, but his hours at work got cut big time. He still has a job,
mm-hmm.
barely, but his hours got cut. So he and his soon-to-be ex-wife came to an agreement. He said, she said, you could still stay here with me.
Mm-hmm.
You're not sleeping in the bedroom. So he's sleeping in the living room right now.
Okay.
trying to save up his money to get a place. Now, since then, his wife also said, you're going to be seeing some things you don't like. And those things are that she's starting to date also now.
Oh.
And because he's saving up his money, so he's not giving any money towards household things. She's basically setting the rules, and he has no hand at all in the relationship. So there are times that it's like a Friday or Saturday night or something on the weekend that she's like, listen, you got to be out of the house because I got a dude coming over. And he can't say anything about it.
That hurts.
So he's got to be like, there's times that he's like, yo, can I come stay at your house and stuff? And I'm like, okay, but it's weird. It's weird. And this is a situation he's stuck in right now. So if you're stuck in a crappy ass situation, don't feel alone. Don't feel alone. All right. 833-973-0969.
We got one.
Let me talk to Chris.
Yes.
What happened to you, sir?
Oh, God.
All right, so on March 25th, I work for the United States Postal Service, so I ended up getting out of work, and I wasn't having good chance of breathing, and so I called my primary care, and they told me to end up going to the hospital under strict situation, which I followed the directions that they in the hospital, due to the coronavirus instructions that they gave me. And they told me to face up, test everything like that. With everything, they gave me several tests, including the influenza, the COVID-19 test, and stuff like that.
Okay.
My wife and I ended up getting into an argument, and we ended up I got arrested, kicked out of the house. And now I'm living in a hotel since March, and I'm currently going through a divorce.
Oh, my God. So hold on. So you got Corona, and so, then you got into a fight with your wife over it,
So let's recap. Yeah. Corona, check. Fight with a wife, check. Divorce, check. Living in a hotel, check. Correct?
Yes, except for all this happened, and my test results came out negative.
Oh,
yeah. Well, all right. Well, hey,
that's good.
Look on the bright side. There is a bright side to all of this. You don't have Corona. Jason.
Yes.
What's up, man? How has quarantine and corona and stuff just messed up your plans, basically?
Well, I was diagnosed with COVID, and I had to go into quarantine, so I stayed at Best Western. And when I came back, I see my neighbor sitting in my house in my chair with his feet up on my ottoman.
Oh, no.
And what?
Yeah, I'm talking to my girlfriend, asking her what's going on, and she started talking about they've been seeing each other while I've been going to work.
No!
And stuff, so. Yeah, it's all good, though, because what happened is I just left because she has three kids that are not mine, and I'm the only income on the household. So I left. I stayed, you know, with a friend of mine, and fortunately for me, I make good enough money. Now I'm getting my own place today.
Mm-hmm.
And not only am I getting my own place today, I've been talking to another girl.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Now,
boy, all this dating during quarantine.
Jason, I got to ask you something now. This new girl you're talking to.
Yes.
Who does she live next to? Because clearly that's the issue.
Right.
To make sure she doesn't live next to a supermodel, a guy who lifts. Right. Actually, make sure that she just lives next to a bunch of old people, hopefully. What we got, Melissa?
Okay. So we have another. Okay. So the person, they messaged us on Facebook, but they want to remain anonymous. Oh, so you know it's a good story.
Those are my favorite.
So this person moved out of state 2 months before the virus started with her boyfriend. And being stuck in the house all day, you realize how much of an a-hole someone really is. Mind you, they've been together for 5 years and about to go into, quote, our new home. Mm-mm. How did 4 months now show me this? I clean, he comes home, makes a mess, says I don't clean. Needless to say, we broke up and I can't even move out because I'm in a hot spot. So we're in a hotel together because our lease is up now talking to each other. The relationship became trash. Thank you, Corona.
That is awful. I mean, that is terrible. Terrible. That is awful. It's entertaining for the radio, but it's a terrible, terrible story.
I feel like that is happening so much more than we really think.
Yeah. It's if you got a good story, hit us up, please. 833-973-0969. You had something big planned for Corona. Like, you were about to break up with someone. You were about to quit your job or something. And all of a sudden, Corona happened. And you're like, yeah, about that. Let's just put it on pause for now.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number M. MR281332.